Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. In the studio with me is Chaim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. He's a math professor at the University of Arkansas. It's April 1st.
My favorite holiday.
Really? April Fool's Day?
Absolutely.
You're a practical joker?
Well, not exactly. Okay. I mean, I'm not a cruel... I guess I like mental practical jokes.
Well, that's true. Maybe that's what we do here. There is a website, and this is not April Fool's. There is an actual website.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a mathfactor.uark.edu website. Finally, we have our act together enough that we're on the web, and you can find all kinds of neat stuff there. Oh, you know, there was an April Fool's thing in last week's segment.
Oh.
Sort of.
Yes.
Accidentally. Well, I was a little tired when we were taping it, and I made a couple of mistakes.
Oh, okay. What were they?
Well, people haven't discovered them all yet. So I wrote in the on the web, and mm-hmm. also I added a little segment at the beginning that said that there are three mistakes in the segment.
Three known mistakes. That,
right. Well, right. At least three or something. But there are only two.
Wow.
So here's the question.
Okay.
But I said there were three.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a mistake.
So is that the third mistake?
Well, if it is, then it wasn't a mistake.
I like that. We did have a question other than that.
That's right. So the question was, which of the following two sequences grows faster? The first one is a tower of powers. It starts out 1, and then 2 squared, and then 3 to the 3 to the 3, and then 4 to the 4 to the 4 to the 4, and 5 to the 5 to the 5 to the 5 to the 5th. I kind of lost track. And then 6s and so on.
Right.
And that was one of the sequences. And the other sequence was a little harder to describe. It was 1, fine, and then 2 followed by 1 factorial, that's 2, and then 3 followed by as many factorial signs as we just had. So I just said 2 was the previous number, so 3 followed by 2 factorial signs, 3 factorial factorial. And you work that out by saying, okay, 3 factorial is 6, so 3 factorial factorial is 6 factorial, which is 720. The next number is going to be 4 followed by 720 factorial signs. And so that's 4 factorial is 24, followed by 719 factorial signs, and so on.
Well, we received some emails.
Yeah.
First, this is from, and I apologize if I do not pronounce it correctly, but Florina Schneider emailed from Switzerland.
Wow.
And her answer?
Well, what I like about Florina's answer is that she seems to argue it both ways, and I think that's about the right approach, because you can kind of convince yourself either way that, and you know, frankly, I don't really know the answer precisely. Someone else sent us the beginning of a proof. This was actually posted on the website, and I think it's a very good start, but I think there's a little bit more to wrestle with. At least I don't quite get it.
Well, and it's from a gentleman named Michael.
That's right. I'm pretty convinced of what the correct answer is, but I myself don't have the proof yet.
So are you going to tell us what you think the right answer is?
We'll let it wrestle out on the website.
Okay. All right. Very good. We've been talking for a few weeks about big numbers, giant numbers, enormous
mm-hmm.
numbers.
But we're just getting started. That's crazy.
That's the scary part. Part of the problem with really big numbers, because you've talked about a Google and a Googleplex.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the problem here, as I see it, is that you could spend, honestly, the rest of your natural life trying to write these numbers out.
That's right.
You go to a chalkboard that's as big as India, right? and you just start writing, and before you expire, you're not going to get this number written. So how do you write these really big numbers?
Well, we've already done it. With a Google, that is written, that's 10 to the 100th power. So that only takes, what, 5 symbols? 10 and then another 100 up above it. Or if you want, we could use a special notation for power. So 10 and then maybe an up caret, an up arrow for...
Like the top of an arrow.
Yeah.
It's not the full arrow. It's just that point.
Anything. Well,
it looks like an arrowhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 10, up arrow, 100, that's 6 symbols, and we wrote down a Google. It's true. It would be kind of take a minute or two to write down 1 followed by 100 zeros, but we did it in just a second. So a Googleplex, remember, is 10... to the Google's power. So that is a huge number. It's 1 followed by a Google's worth of zeros, and there's just not quite enough stuff or roughly enough stuff or something. You'd really pretty much have to use the universe itself to write it all the way out. But we can write it down in just a few symbols because it's 10, up arrow. Okay, now what power? Well, the Google's power, so that's 10 up arrow 100. So it's 10 up arrow 10 up arrow 100. What's that? Like 9 symbols or something.
And with that, you've written down now a number that is just
staggering. But that's just the beginning. Uh-huh. We can come up with a really compact way of writing towers of powers that really starts to get staggering. Are you ready?
So now we're talking about the shorthand of kind of a shorthand.
That's right.
Okay.
And then we're going to take it even further than that.
Oh, good.
So here's how to think. Now, if anyone's driving and listening carefully, this is a good time to pull over, sit down, don't, you know, just take it a little.
All right. So
put yourself at rest.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So what is exponentiation? It's just repeated multiplication. So when I write 3 to the 4th power, what I mean is 3 times 3 times 3 times 3. That was 4 threes, right? 3 times 3 times 3 times 3. And in the same way, you know, multiplication is just repeated addition. So 3 times 4 is 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3.
Right.
4 threes, right?
So basically, even multiplication is a shorthand. Instead of having to write 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3, you can just write 3x.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
So multiplication is like a fancy shorthand for addition. In the same way, exponentiation is a fancy shorthand for multiplication.
Right.
Right. And so we can just repeat the process. So 3 to the third power, to the third power, to the third power, well, let's just write it down 3 something 4. A great notation is by Donald Knuth, and it is 3 up arrow 4.
So what you've got, if you're writing it down on paper, is that 3 arrowhead symbol, arrowhead symbol, 4.
That's exactly right. So we have, first we have addition, then we have multiplication, then we have exponentiation, and then we have this thing, what I guess we could call it super exponentiation or something, and it's repeated exponentiation. So we could talk about 5 up arrow 6, which would be 5 to the 5 to the 5 to the 5 to the, whatever, 6 of those.
Right.
Last week, one of the sequences we had was just nothing more than n double up arrow n. That's it. It was 1 double up arrow 1 because there was just 1. And then 2 double up arrow 2 because it was 2 raised to the second and there were 2 2s. And then 3 double up arrow 3, 3 to the third to the third. And then 4 to the 4 to the 4 to the 4, that's 4 double up arrow 4 and so on. So it's a very compact way of writing down already pretty big numbers. So now we could repeat double exponentiation and get another operation.
Oh, my.
So we might as well use 3 up arrows.
Okay. So
okay. Now here's where everybody should be sitting down or not driving or. Okay. So let's say what 3 triple up arrow 4 would be. Okay.
Okay. So you've got 3 and those 3 up arrow symbols and then the numeral 4.
Right.
Okay.
So now this is going to hurt. It hurts me, but we can understand it perfectly well.
Okay.
3 up arrow 4. 3 triple up arrow 4 is the same as writing down 4 threes separated by double up arrows. So it's 3 up arrow 3, up arrow 3, up arrow 3. There are 4 threes there, and they're related by double up arrowing. Okay, I don't know. That's pretty difficult to get because
there is not a calculator or a computer
not even
that's going to give us what that is.
Not even remotely.
I don't mean any offense by this, but
yeah.
I mean this is bordering on ridiculous. Can I say
fun,
that?
Well, you know, in a fun way.
I don't mean that in a mean way.
That's right. Some of the best ideas in mathematics do have this kind of ridiculousness to them. And that was one of the things, really, on a personal note, that attracted me to mathematics, is this kind of incredible whimsy and paradoxical nature of some of these ideas. Okay, well, you know, 3 triple arrow. Let's just see if we can figure out what any of this is. So 3 double arrow 3 is already, we'd said, in the 10 billion somewhere or something like that. It's 3 to the third to the third.
Because 3 to the third is
27. And then 3 to the 27th you can do on a calculator,
right.
And it's something or another. Okay. Now, so let's say it's 10 billion just for the sake of argument. Now we have 3 up arrow 3, up arrow, up arrow 3. That's 3 up arrow, 10 billion. That's a tower of threes. 10 billion tall.
Times, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I have this physical pain right now in my stomach thinking about that.
Because.
And then we have that number, and we have three up arrow that. So that's a tower. I mean, it's just towering off. You can't use the universe to write it in that as a tower of exponents. It's just absolutely staggering. And that was just written down with five symbols. Three, up arrow, four. That's it. And then, of course, we can continue this, obviously. We can have four up arrows in a row, five, six, 20. And, you know, we're not even yet to the point where we've described the two largest numbers ever used for any practical purpose.
Those are
we still need another week to get even to the first of those.
Can I ask one of the questions I always ask?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, is there a reason that this matters?
Well, no, we've lifted past really any practical purpose,
okay.
Except that there are two larger numbers that have actually had some use in the real world.
And we'll find out about those?
Next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Now, before we go, I do have a little kind of bit of a little puzzle.
Okay.
Just to kind of think about it. So 2 plus 2, we know, I think.
And that's 4.
Right. Okay. By the way, if you email us on the website, that's the anti-spam password is what's 2 plus 2. So that's why that's on the form
okay.
there, in case
okay.
anyone's wondering. It's not just to test you. and then 2 times 2. Okay, great. What
it's
is
4.
2, say, followed by 20 up arrows, 2?
2. And then we're going to get those
remarkably,
symbols for exponentiality.
Yeah, remarkably, it's something that everybody can work out if they understood everything so far. You have a skeptical look on your face, but we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. And so what's the answer? If I write down 2 and then 20 of these symbols, these up arrows that represent exponential.
Well,
steroid exponentiality. If I have all of those and then it's followed by 2, I can tell you the answer?
Yeah.
Or I should be. Or it is possible for me to tell you the answer.
If people have been listening carefully, and that's not an April Fool's joke.
Okay. All right. And to think we just got through a week where we thought $140,000 was a big number.
Oh, that is a big number.
It
that's
is.
A it's practical a, number.
That's right. And it's a very big number, and we appreciate people helping us get there. Okay. So next week we're going to talk about what this is, mm-hmm. and you're going to give me a bigger number than anything we've talked about yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Haim.
Thank you.
Haim Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, a regular visitor to Sunday Ozarks at Large.